The Great Train Robbery, Disc 4.
Chapter 19. The Assignation. Mr. Henry Fowler could scarcely believe his eyes. There, in the faint glow of the street gas lamp, was a delicate creature, rosy-cheeked and wonderfully young. She could not be much past the age of consent of 12, and her very posture, bearing and timid manner, bespoke her tender and uninitiated state. He approached her. She replied softly, halting with downcast eyes, and led him to a brothel lodging house not far distant. Mr. Fowler eyed the establishment with some trepidation, for the exterior was not particularly prepossessing. Thus it was a pleasant surprise when the child's gentle knock at the door received an answer from an exceedingly beautiful woman, whom the child called Miss Miriam. Standing in the hallway, Fowler saw that this accommodation house was not one of those crude establishments where beds were rented for 5 shillings an hour and the proprietor came round and rapped on the door with a stick when the time was due. On the contrary, here the furnishings were plush velvet, with rich drapings, fine Persian carpets, and appointments of taste and quality. Miss Miriam comported herself with extraordinary dignity as she requested 100 guineas. Her manner was so well born that Fowler paid without a quibble, and he proceeded directly to an upstairs room with the little girl, whose name was Sarah. Sarah explained that she had lately come from Derbyshire, that her parents were dead, that she had an older brother off in the Crimea and a younger brother in the poorhouse. She talked of all these events almost gaily as they ascended the stairs. Fowler thought he detected a certain overexcited quality to her speech. No doubt the poor child was nervous at her first experience, and he reminded himself to be gentle. The room they entered was as superbly furnished as the downstairs sitting room. It was red and elegant, and the air was softly perfumed with the scent of jasmine. He looked about briefly, for a man could never be too careful. Then he bolted the door and turned to face the girl.